Samuel Taylor Coleridge, An Introduction. Samuel Taylor Coleridge was born on the 21st of October 1772 in Ottery, St. Mary in Devon. As a child, he was an early and devoted reader, and after being schooled at Christ's Hospital, a charity school, he attended, from 1791, Jesus College, Cambridge, where the following year he won the Brown Gold Medal for an ode on the slave trade. He was great friends with the poet Robert Southey. Indeed, they formed a plan, soon abandoned, in 1795 to establish a utopian commune-like society called Pantisocracy in the wilds of Pennsylvania. But the same year, the two friends married sisters, Sarah and Edith Fricker, and of course went on to be part of the late poets' movement, along with Wordsworth. In 1798, Coleridge and Wordsworth published a joint volume of poetry, Lyrical Ballads, which proved to be the starting point for the English Romantic Age. In the autumn, he and Wordsworth left for a stay in Germany. Coleridge soon went his own way, immersing himself in both German philosophy and the language, which later proved invaluable for his translations. In 1800, he returned to England and settled with his family at Keswick in the Lake District, near to where Wordsworth had moved. Soon, however, he was beset by marital problems, illnesses, a growing opium dependency, tensions with Wordsworth, and a lack of confidence in his poetic powers, all of which fueled the composition of Dejection and Ode, and an intensification of his philosophical studies. He abandoned his family to Southey's care and departed on new travels. Between 1810 and 1820, this giant among dwarfs, as he was often considered, gave a series of lectures in London and Bristol. Much of Coleridge's reputation as a literary critic is founded on the lectures from the winter of 1810 to 1811, a series on Shakespeare and Milton. Although he rarely prepared anything other than loose notes and was inclined to digress, these lectures were a huge literary event and success. By this time, Coleridge was dependent on opium, and by 1817, his solution was to live in Highgate under the watchful eye of physician James Gilman, where his dependency was somewhat controlled and his output of work could continue. These included his 23-volume Biographia Literaria, Sibylline Leaves, 1817, Aids to Reflection, 1825, and Church and State, 1826. He died in Highgate, London, on the 25th of July, 1834, as a result of heart failure and a lung disorder together with the long-term effects of opium.
Samuel Taylor Coleridge, 1772 to 1834, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three. By thy long grey beard and glittering eye, now wherefore stopp'st thou me? The bridegroom's doors are opened wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, mayst hear the merry din. He holds him with his skinny hand. There was a ship, quoth he. Hold off, unhand me, grey-beard loon! Eftsoons his hand dropped he. He holds him with his glittering eye. The wedding guest stood still, and listens like a 3 years child. The mariner hath his will. The wedding guest sat on a stone, he cannot choose but hear. And thus spake on that ancient man, the bright-eyed mariner. The ship was cheered, the harbour cleared. Merrily did we drop below the kirk, below the hill, below the lighthouse top. The sun came up upon the left, out of the sea came he, and he shone bright, and on the right went down into the sea. Higher and higher every day, till over the mast at noon. The wedding guest here beat his breast, for he heard the loud bassoon. The bride hath paced into the hall, red as a rose is she. Nodding their heads before her goes the merry minstrelsy. The wedding guest, he beat his breast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?